The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The solemnity of Pentecost, the feast of Pentecost, is a wonderful feast, a feast that many look forward to, and it is the culmination, the ending point of the season of Easter, officially and within the liturgical calendar. It is the celebration of the sending and the receiving of the Holy Spirit as Jesus promised his apostles, his disciples, just before he ascended into heaven. He said, "Go to Jerusalem and wait. I will send to you the Advocate, and he will clarify your minds and your understanding and give you what you need to accomplish your mission." And in the Gospel of Matthew, we hear that the mission of the apostles is to go out into all the world, bringing the gospel and baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. None of that began until those disciples received the Holy Spirit. From the heritage and tradition of our church, we have received a prayer that invokes the Holy Spirit and expresses our belief in God's presence through the Spirit in this world. "Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by that same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever enjoy his consolations, through Christ our Lord. Amen." A beautiful prayer. Come, Holy Spirit. It is a prayer of action. There are a number of verbs asking God to act in the world and in our lives, in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is the person of the Holy Trinity that represents the movement, the work, the action, the life of God in the world. It is a prayer of energy and life. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Come, fill, kindle, send, renew. Invocations to God to move and to work and to change, to build up and give life. Kindle in them the faithful, which is us, the faithful of God. Kindle in them the fire of your love. This image is very, very clear. And it's an interesting image. It's an image of energy. We're asked God to build a fire within us. Kindle in us the fire of your love. We are trained
most days to be very cautious about fire. Don't touch the fire, it's hot, you'll burn yourself. We can watch a candle get shorter and shorter as it consumes the wax and the wick. We can see a fire, a barbecue or a campfire burning not only what we put on the fire, with it, whether it be a steak or food or some kind of delicious anything, you can see the effect of the fire on that food, the flames licking it and charring it, but also you can see the fire consuming its fuel. Fire is powerful and dangerous, but in the same way, fire also creates life or leaves a fertile ground behind it for life to spring back up again. Within the context of our faith, fire is something that is purifying. It is a stand-in for zeal, for enthusiasm, for drive given to us by God. We are asking God to kindle in us a fire of love. This will not be comfortable. This will be excellent and fruitful, but fires are not comfortable, whether they're outside our bodies or metaphorically within. We are calling on God to move and change our hearts, renew the face of the earth. The prayer continues, O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise. Offer to us our gifts, assist us, instruct the hearts of your faithful, bring us to know of you and be able to share of you with others. Instruct and grant to us wisdom and consolation. It's a prayer of action, of movement, of change, of renewal, of improvement, of growth in holiness. There are other examples within Scripture that some we've heard just today, and others we will be familiar with, that speak to this burning energy of God. Were not our hearts burning within us while he was walking to us on the road? Discuss the two disciples on the road to Emmaus as after they had encountered Jesus, after he had been revealed to them in the breaking of the bread, after spending all afternoon with him, weren't our hearts burning within us as we were with our God? The description of the arrival of the Holy Spirit to the upper room, to the disciples in the Acts of the Apostles, divided tongues like fire rested on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. In our creed, in the Nicene Creed, we speak of our belief in the Holy Spirit as the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds, who flows and comes from the Father and the Son, along with both Father and Son, who is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets, coming to rest on them as tongues of fire. Weren't our hearts burning within us? The giver of life, proceeding from the Father and Son, speaking through the prophets to us. Powerful, life-changing Holy Spirit. Perhaps because we are in the midst of preparing some young people for confirmation, I remember the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Actually, preparing for this homily with just my memory, I remembered six of the seven, and then had to look up number seven, which is a good example why this particular set of gifts, which is a classic traditional list that we teach and we hold to in the church, is more than a list. It is more than a list of words to memorize in order to qualify or pass some kind of test for confirmation. It is a list of gifts that we have all been given, or some that we will be given in the future, according to our need and according to God's will and plan. If we demonstrate or see these gifts in others, we can know that God is with us or with the one who is demonstrating them. Wisdom, knowledge, particularly knowledge of God and the truth, fortitude or courage, understanding, good counsel, piety, and fear of the Lord, which is sometimes translated for young people as wonder and awe, or can be understood as reverential respect for God, who is Lord and Father. Wisdom, knowledge, fortitude or courage, understanding, good counsel, piety or fear of the Lord. If you recognize these things in yourself, you know that God is near and has given you a gift to respond to the needs of your life in that moment. Let us pray for these gifts. They are signs that the Lord is with you. These gifts can grow, and they can be fostered, practiced, and they can certainly be asked for. Lord, give me a greater understanding. Lord, give me the ability to give good counsel in this moment. Lord, increase in me a sense of awe and wonder in your glory, in your presence. Let me not offend you by my actions. These are gifts that can be prayed for and should be prayed for, but also celebrated when we see them in ourselves and in others. They are gifts that we can learn from as we see them demonstrated around us. They are not automatic in a sense that we will not immediately and certainly receive all of these gifts. They are also not guaranteed. And they are not constant. We'll receive these gifts when we need them, when they are beneficial to us, when they fit in God's plan for us in that moment. But they are signs that God is with us. And through the sacraments, the door to being able to receive these gifts through grace are wide open, giving us the chance to receive from God so that our life may be better by His grace, and the life of those around us may be improved by that same grace and those gifts. There is another list that is connected with the Holy Spirit that is often taught for confirmation, but not very often afterwards. And it is a list of the fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience or perseverance, kindness, generosity, gentleness, faithfulness, modesty, temperance or self-control, and chastity. 12 classic fruits of the Holy Spirit, which are evidence of God's work in our lives. We are given gifts so that they may bear fruits. Through our wisdom or knowledge or understanding, through our piety or fear of the Lord, we will demonstrate as the fruits of those good gifts, peace or kindness or faithfulness or temperance or joy. If we experience these fruits, if we feel or recognize that we are especially faithful to God or those amongst us that we love, our family or our closest ones. If we live a life of modesty, where we have a deep sense of joy within us, even in hardship, even when we're not cheerful, there's a sense of joy within us. We know that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, has given us the gift that produces these fruits. To notice these fruits is a cause and an opportunity to give thanks to God. It is the sign that God is with us God has graced us with his presence. God, in his providence and wisdom, has offered to us what we need, and what we need has borne fruit to carry us through and to bring God to others with us. Let us use the opportunity that we've been given in on this feast day to give thanks to God for all that he has done in our life, all of the gifts that he has offered to us from time to time, from year to year, and all of the countless moments where the fruits of God's presence within us, our closeness to God, has shone forth. Let us also, in humility, realize that the gifts that we have can grow, or that we may be able to exercise some of the gifts that we have, or some gifts that we may need, and ask God in humility for those gifts, to continue to allow God's grace to renew our hearts, and by renewing our hearts, renew the face of the earth, to offer us consolation and wisdom, understanding, and to kindle in us the fire of God's love, so that our life can continue to be not only blessed by God, but a blessing to others. This feast day is a feast day of celebration and gratitude, and also a celebration of petition. May we all continue to be open and remain open to the reception of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so that participating in God's goodness, we may be part of the renewal of the face of the earth.